Hello, welcome to the Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week, we continued in our series, Too Good to Be True, where we're talking about how the gospel is better than your wildest dreams. We have talked about some things found in scripture, like love and forgiveness, that just seem too good to be true. And this past Sunday, we talked about justice, and I shared a passage from Matthew 25 that it's kind of a unique passage, and it's really kind of a picture that Jesus is sharing to explain to his disciples what it's going to be like at the end of time. They had been asking the question, what's the sign that you're coming back? What's the sign that all of the things you've been telling us about is going to happen? And then he starts to answer using these parables, and he shares a story about sheep and goats that are going to be separated at the end of time. So Jesus shares in Matthew 25 how he will come on a throne, and all the nations will come to him, and he will separate each person to the right or to the left as sheep and goats. Then he says to the sheep, come into my kingdom. You are welcome. I've prepared this kingdom for you. And then to the goats, he sends them off. To the sheep, he says to them, you know, whenever you took care of the thirsty, you took care of those who were hungry, you took care of those in need, you took care of those who were in prison to visit them. Whenever you did that, you did it as if you were serving me. And to the goats, he said kind of the opposite. Because you didn't do those things, you didn't serve me. It's an interesting passage because it really kind of implies that, if you just take care of those who are poor, does that mean you get a free entrance into heaven? But there's a key verse that I want to point out to you. It's found in Matthew 25, verse 37. It says this, then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink. The key word there is then the righteous. The word righteous basically means right with God, people who've been made right with God. Let me just share with you 2 Corinthians 5, 21, where it said Jesus, he who knew no sin became sin on our behalf so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So those who were entered into the kingdom, the sheep, if you will, are those who are righteous. Well, they're given righteousness from Jesus. And when they were doing these things to take care of the poor or the needy or those less fortunate, they were simply acting out of the relationship they had with Christ. They were listening to the Holy Spirit and serving others. And they almost seemed surprised when Jesus says it, as if this was not even something they were doing to try to gain anything. They simply were trying to love and care for other people. It's a natural outflowing of Christ's heart in you when you are made righteous. He puts his spirit in you. He changes you. That's the beauty. Those who didn't do those behaviors and they're kind of out, they simply said to Jesus, well, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or in need? It's almost like they were simply doing actions in their life to try to get something better or even for themselves. I think the thing about it, though, is that Jesus is the perfect judge. He's the one that sees through all of our actions. He knows the actions that we do where we're just trying to benefit ourselves, and he knows the actions that we do from a genuine heart. Because he has perfect knowledge and he has perfect goodness and he has the power to change things, he's the perfect judge that we all really need. I mean, can you imagine being there in that moment and watching Jesus talk to the people and saying, I know what you did. I knew your heart. Come on in. And those who didn't have a heart for God, he says to them, hey, look, you know, you did a lot of actions, but none of them were for me. You weren't acting on my best interests. You don't belong here. He's the judge who sees it all perfectly. He's also the judge who knows us so well that he literally died for us so that we would know him. He gave us his righteousness. That's the beauty of the gospel. I think wherever we're at, I think the most important thing is to remember that Jesus is the perfect judge. He has true justice. He knows what is right. He wants to lead us into those things that are right. God, I pray that you would help our hearts to be connected to you so that you would put your heart in us in such a way that we would naturally live out the life that you want for us. Help us to be a servant to other people as we serve you. God, for those who are acting with religious behavior to try to gain something from you, I pray you convict their hearts and help them to come to know you. Maybe take a second for people in your life who you know that might be struggling in relationship with God, that they maybe don't know him very well, or maybe they're caught up in religion or religious activity. and just take a second and pray for those people to come to a saving knowledge of Christ. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, take care.